did not, however, make any mistakes when he reported what the prayer card had to say.
Raja Dharma, the duty of kings.
Know you. Kingship is a trust. The king is the most exalted and conscientious servant of the people. Swan did not recognize the verse. It was so ancient that some scholars attributed it to one or another of the Lords of Light in the time when the gods still handed down laws to the fathers of men. But the Radishadra knew it. The Pirohita knew it. Someone outside the palace had leveled a chiding finger. Soulcatcher understood it too. Its object, she said.
Only a Bodhi monk would presume to chastise this house, and they are very few.
That pacifistic, moralistic cult was young and still very small, and it had suffered during the war years almost as terribly as had the followers of Kina. The Bodhi refused to defend themselves.
I want the man who did this!
The voice she used was that of a quarrelsome old man.
Ah, Swan said.
It was not wise to argue with the Protector, but that was an assignment beyond the capacities of the Greys. Among Soulcatcher's more frightening characteristics was her seeming ability to read minds. She could not, really, but never insisted that she could not. In this instance, she found it convenient to let people believe what they wanted. She told Swan,
Being Bodhi, he will surrender himself. No search will be necessary.
Huh? There is a tree, sometimes called the Bodhi tree, in the village of Semki. It is a very old and highly honored tree. The Bodhi enlightened one made his reputation loafing in the shade of this tree. The Bodhi consider it their most holy shrine. Tell them I will make kindling wood out of the Bodhi tree unless the man who rigged that prayer wheel reports to me. Soon.
Soulcatcher employed the voice of a petty, vindictive old woman. Murgan made a mental note to send Sara a suggestion that the guilty man be prevented from reaching the Protector. Destruction of a major holy place would create thousands of new enemies for Soulcatcher. Willow Swan started to speak, but Soulcatcher interrupted.
I do not care if they hate me, Swan. I care that they do what I tell them to do when I tell them to do it.
The Bodhi will not raise a fist against me anyway.
That would put a stain on their karma.
A cynical woman, the Protector.
Get on with it, Swan.
Swan sighed.
Several more of those smoke shows appeared tonight. One was much bigger than any seen before. Once again, the Black Company's sigil was part of all of them.
He brought forward another Shadar witness, who told of being stoned by the mob, but did not mention the demon Nyasi. The news was no surprise. It was one of the reasons the council had been convened. With no real passion, the Radisha demanded,
How could that happen? Why can't you stop it? You have men on every street corner. Chandra!
She appealed to the man who knew just how much it was.